This podcast contains adult situations and language. Please be warned.
Here goes the dynamite.
Okay, and now we're recording. All right, so let's go ahead and start with introductions.
I'm 210. I'm playing Grudds.
AKA Wes.
Nope.
No way.
Jason playing Shade.
Troy playing Trailtix.
I'm Neil, and I'm an alcoholic.
Neil playing Jesus the Mage.
I just splashed wine in my eye.
Okay, and I'm Adam the DM. Okay, so
is that what you're calling it now? Wine?
It's mead. But it's wine.
I'd like some if you don't mind. Anyway.
It's actually a gay joke, but all
right. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, spooge. I just fucked Wes's hot spooge in my eye.
It's 210 and Grudds are the two only appropriate responses.
Good times. All right, so.
Anybody else last one?
So when last we left off, you guys had just got done at the trial. The Cyclops came in and attacked. And you guys defeated them. The townsfolk that were watching were transported back to safety from the like extra-dimensional pocket that they were being held in. What do you guys do? Okay, so
I probably pass out because I was drinking.
You don't pass out. You just are very, very drunk. There's no dice you can roll to make yourself pass out.
No, but I can make a fortitude check, and if I do horribly, I probably would.
Fair enough. Duchess Willette.
That's right. You did just drink that whole night, didn't you?
Is it really? Is that all you did? You just drank?
I was missing, so yes, I drank away my sorrows.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I don't remember. It was a while ago. Duchess Willette looks around at all of you and says, in lieu of recent facts and circumstances, I think it's more than appropriate to find everyone innocent. And for safety's sake, this will be adjourned. And that's when from the crowd, as the commoners are dissipating, they're leaving the hall more or less in a rush just to get home, to get to safety. An Eladrin stands up and approaches you.
Genocide?
Yeah, whatever. Just kidding. A genocide stands up.
You could have sworn he was an Eldrin at the first glance.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
The dwarf reeks of alcohol.
The half-orc.
Whatever the fuck
sure.
He is.
You know, Grudds is a very dwarven name.
It could be.
It's been passed down.
Grudds of the Underhills.
Fun night?
No, it was horrible.
And it's the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah, fun night, better morning.
So, how'd they even get all the way to the court? Just did they just rampage through the city, or
you're not quite sure?
Our building's burning.
Is there any
Make
other
a perception
signs?
Check.
I glance outside.
Some kind of
does it smell like smoke?
Concerned.
I failed my
perception. I see that we're in a building.
26.
I did not perceive.
No, but there are no burning buildings. As you quickly scan, you walk outside. You quickly scan around. There are no burning buildings. There seems to be no destruction other than large foot.
So I can clearly see where they came through. Though.
Yes.
I followed to see where they entered. The
okay, but before that, you remember that there was a look in the eyes of the Cyclops, or Cyclopses. Well, no, because there was multiple of them. I was trying to say the plural
cyclops.
Version of
Cyclopi.
Cyclopi. I don't know.
Cyclops.
Let's ask wizards when we get a chance.
Yeah.
And all of their eyes, there seemed to be a vacant, dormant,
just mind control look.
No, I wouldn't say mind control.
Charm.
Drugged.
Yeah.
Monster.
Charmed.
Drugged.
Trash.
They was doing meth.
So they're from
no,
Southern
they had really
Indiana.
Shiny
Got
teeth.
It.
So they appeared to fight you with without any sense of anger or hostility. They were just, you know, going at the motions. Now, they were doing it very well, as your hit points show, but they were just going about the motions.
Not mine. Woo, Cloppy's staying out of combat this time. Nice.
Yeah, Jesus. You're cool.
So
I got that runaway.
There's this genocide who stands before you. And this imminent threat apparently looming over you. What do you guys do?
I pay no heed and go and follow where the cyclopi came from. Because that's all that's on my mind in my drunken stupor.
As the half-orc stomps off, he seems to suggest you should join up. But he also seems to...
I'm following Gred's, and as on my way out the door, I'm like, hey, you seem to know, like, look like you know what you're doing. If you want to help out with this, follow along, but we've got to track down these guys real quick.
All right, being that the...
We can make introductions on the way.
Sounds good. I'll just follow the vapor trail.
Yes. Exactly. The little cloud of mist.
Oh, the smell of the alcohol.
Or the smell of the...
Okay, what are you doing? What's your full name, Shade? It's...
He got rid of it because he never remembered it.
Ollie Wally Dimbo, Rosho Dimbo.
So Shade, gotcha. All right, well...
The fourth, Esquire.
That's cool.
Junior.
So is that what you guys are all doing then?
Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
It's pretty evident where... Did you dock my text message?
No.
We picked some up too. It's cool, whatever.
I've got my own markers now.
Nice.
You fucking stay off of them.
Can I have one new?
So, okay, you guys are you mounting up? Or are you just walking? Weave me a tale.
I'm on grids.
Yeah, about Red that. Red
seems to object to that.
I throw you off and stomp you in the face.
I cry.
And maybe even the nuts.
But mostly in the face.
Stomp.
No.
Did you really want a marker?
Yeah, please.
Being in my current state, I am very one-track minded right now. I am hell-bent on finding how they got in the city, so I am stumbling around, knocking shit over, leaving a mess in my wake as I try to riddle this out.
I say, wait, Ranger, perhaps you could range this out for us.
Make a perception check.
I range.
You see big fucking footprints coming from
that. Epic fail.
That's all right. I got this one.
No. Let's see how many more ones we can roll. All right. No, really. Really, though. Like, nice, Troy. Nice. So, 3 ones and a 17 lead us to believe that you can, in fact, see the large foot indentations in the ground.
I thought the dragon was 20.
Is it 20?
Yeah, Ben, there's one.
Oh, so, yeah. Troy. What's your character's name again? I'm sorry.
Trelltix.
Trelltix.
So it's kind of like Celtics, but Trelltix.
Yeah, with a T. Yep.
I'm going to call you Trelltix.
Oh, yes, you best
see. Because that's the way it's spelled.
Okay. Whatever. So,
it's not very gay.
Oh, dude, no. Well, see, the thing is, it's my battle mat now, so spitting on it is not kosher.
That's kind of what...
That's what she said. So...
It is, in fact, what she said.
Okay. You guys,
that's gonna be good.
You tell me where you're going. Okay, Grudz, in your hate-induced just desire to go find these assholes, you seem to sober up a little bit.
I'm just trying to figure out how they got into the city, because seeing as how there's supposed to be a bunch of badass warriors around here that... in the place, and they just kind of waltzed up and started
and
owning
shit.
And I will,
quote, vaporize drow.
Yeah. That's a good question.
That's what I'm curious.
So we're following the tracks then to find out where they came from.
Yes.
Okay.
Do the tracks just eventually
and
stop
these
somewhere?
Fighters are where?
That's another good question to which I don't know the answer to.
This, you can tell that the genocide is new to the city and that you've never seen a genocide here before, and you guys have been here probably for, in this area, for about a year now. So you might want to let him in a little bit of the backstory of the city.
There's a group of knights. The knights who say knee. And, no.
That's new one in Shrubbery?
No.
It's the Knights of Cord.
Yes.
Yes.
Of the Order of Cord.
Yes.
The Crusaders of Cord, if you will.
But, they kind of defend this area. And they've recently had a battle with some drow. Lost their knight captain, Hines. And there's some stuff I'm not going to go into detail about. It's a long story involving a douche named Savalas. And,
Slovenless, I like to call him. Sloven.
I just call him Savalas.
So, the knights, or the knight commander, hired some drow to attack the city in hopes that it would cause the villagers to pray more. We suspect that it probably worked, But in the end, the drow turned on him and wouldn't stop attacking the city. And one of our companions slew him on the field of battle.
Let me reiterate. One of the companions slew the night captain on the field of battle, not the drow.
Yes.
That's what you call him.
Which was a bad move because it was before everybody knew that the night captain was doing all that shit on the side.
Mm. We all thought he was a good guy. Excuses.
And that's why we were on trial.
Okay.
So as you saw in the trial, it just now came out that the night captain did all that stuff. Because I explained that in the last game.
Because he's a perk.
And then we got found innocent. But now this shit's attacking the city again. Not drow this time. Some sort of cyclops army. And we gotta figure out why. And Thor doth tremble. Like, oh, I scared the big dogs is out.
The story of the recent events. The thing that they might have neglected to mention is that these knights are all paladins in the Order of Kord, and they are badasses.
Like, oh yeah. Shade was effing with them because we were in our keep that we have, and they surrounded it to keep us from fleeing, I guess. And Shade was effing with him, and one of them threw a rock through the wall of the keep.
Yeah, it was a pebble.
Like, Shade.
I was just, like, shooting rocks at him with a slingshot, just, like, taking it off their helmets. Caught one in the eye, didn't flinch, then one of them caught a rock that I threw at him and just threw it right back and punched a hole in a stone wall, like, 2 feet from my head. Needs to say.
And this wasn't, like, one of the commanders. This was just one of the regular old fucking
average shit.
Yeah.
So I only did one more after that.
I mean, the man's got
had to make sure.
Yeah, you gotta have the last shot.
Okay, so all this is being recanted while you guys are trying to find out how these cyclopes, we're gonna call them for this
there you go.
Cyclopes. Yeah, well, that's what I'm calling them for now.
If you say with an accent,
in
that's
honor,
plural.
In honor of the Canadian Olympics.
Said that's what it was. Canadian mythology. So
here's what happens. You see the foot. The tracks, let's say, lead from the northwest. And you can see them out beyond the walls of the city. It genuinely appears that the Cyclops just walked the fuck up to the city and came in.
A straight line?
No, I mean, there's multiple tracks of them, but...
Oh, so they came from all over the place?
No. Like, they're... Imagine if you and me walked somewhere together. We maybe wouldn't walk right behind each other, but, you know, we'd be doing the same path.
Yeah, but I mean, the tracks go in a straight line.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they were, like, point A to point B.
Yes, exactly. Okay, exactly. Yeah. I'm sorry, I was misunderstanding. Yeah.
Sure, they're going around that big tree.
No, they just knocked the tree down. They went through it.
There's a medium-sized tree that was knocked down, yes.
All right.
More like a sapling.
It's not very medium at all.
I had a friend who was a sapling once. It's very personal for me. He said, Balo. Let's go near the edge of the forest.
So, again, I will ask, though... Probably like for the fifth time. You guys aren't just walking, right? Like, you go get some horses or something?
We have horses.
I'm out of
No, you do have horses.
Yeah, we brought them down.
You just never said, I go get them.
I go get on my horse.
Okay.
What's the area look like? I mean, is it...
Grudge gets on MCP.
Kind of like farmland, really. I mean, there's some gentle hills, but not really anything to talk about.
So you can
about.
See for quite a ways.
Yeah.
Is there any other establishment somewhat close?
Their tower is the other closest thing, and it's really not much. It's very dilapidated. They have a goblin that kind of helps them keep it up, but he's not doing too good of a job.
He's doing the best with his resources.
His heart's in the right place.
Yeah, I didn't mean to shit-talk the goblin that I invented, for fuck's sake. He's one goblin. I'm sorry. I love him too, guys.
He's very industrious.
What was his name?
Moosehead.
Moosehead.
His heart's
I
want to
call
place.
Him Alfred. Can I call him Alfred?
You can call him the fuck you want to.
He's Alfred now.
And he's going to call you Buddha.
That's cool. I'm down with that. So not exactly the same thing.
Yes,
anyway,
it's
so
exactly the same thing.
That's the next biggest area, because this place is kind of on the fringes of the wilderness.
All right.
And the other thing is, the knights kept it safe.
Until now.
Then horses.
And now we're going to keep it safe.
Except
or else.
I'm riding MCP.
But that does raise a very good question. What the fuck were the knights doing? There's like 500 of them.
Being a very single-minded person and hell-bent on fuck owning whoever sent these guys, I don't stop to question it. Just go.
I'm going to go ahead and guess butt sex.
What in the butt? Okay, as good a guess as any Rangers ever made, I'm sure.
An astounding hypothesis.
I know, right? I'm just looking at Spartans. They used to. They're pretty cool guys, though. Natural history.
I
listened to 300.
I saw that part.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Moving on from the butt sex to
the
plot.
During... You guys mount up. It takes no time at all. Your horses were stabled, probably at the inn.
I would guess right outside the courthouse. But...
Well, I would guess the inn, because this motherfucker got drunk before he came.
I don't have a horse, though.
Oh, that's right. You got MCP pants. The magical fly. Yeah, this is what happens when you take over someone else's game. MCP Pants is a fly that's magical. It can grow to the size of a horse.
And he raps.
And he raps. And he can fly. Did I mention that part?
Also, later on, we're going to build a flying machine.
Okay.
We're going
to
get
a
caravel and make it fly.
Yeah. Sure. I'm down with that.
Whatever. Okay, so...
That's even better, because caravels have cannon.
Okay, good. Yeah. And you know what? What little captain had on top of Moosehead, or Alfred, whatever the fuck his name is. He will just ride that shit into mountains.
Yeah, but we gotta get one of those ruffly collars and shit, too.
What's it called?
Frock.
Is it a frock? No, I was thinking of a...
I think it's called a
ruffly shirt. The Jacobean ruff, or something like that.
Sure.
I don't know.
The Jacobean ruff is back. I feel like it might come back in style.
Okay, so... You guys are out, you're riding. And at this point, you do realize that the Deva has more or less stuck around you. And that's rare. People don't stick around you often. The whatever, genocide, whatever the fuck you are, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, no, my bad.
Like me? Yeah, I'm...
Yeah, you are a Deva, aren't you?
I guess I'm in.
You fucking smattering of weird races. The genocide has stuck around you, and that's weird because...
Genocide?
Most people don't stick around you very long. Even Moosehead seems to barely tolerate you.
Why are they fighting?
As Oz joins us.
Most of them don't stick around for long because they end up dying, but yeah.
Hey.
Or, you know.
Their reasons are their own.
Hey, dude, you got a life insurance policy?
Yeah, it's his sword.
Yeah, I was going to say it's right here.
Sorry, all the one-liners are quick from me.
What's your class?
Warlord.
Okay.
You guys actually have a healer?
No way.
Not now. Not never. Does he think he is Johnny Hammersticks?
So are you guys just... I mean...
Yeah,
I'm just
going
on the trail.
Okay.
This is established. Like 10 minutes ago.
For a second there, I wander off into the forest to
look
for some
flowers. Well, for reasons
but then I come
known
back.
Only to him, the warlord accompanies you. And his presence is quickly accepted into your ranks. 210 has grown one stronger. That's the name of the group, by the way. It's 210. Yeah.
So money, we wear money.
And so you guys ride for probably about 8 or 9 hours. The sun has set for about the last hour of that, and you try to ride on. Your, you know, just drive to slay these one-eyed bastards just consuming you. But it's dark, and they ain't no, you know... lights, so what do?
I get torch.
You cast light. That it illuminates it illuminates your path.
I hold up my finger.
Oh, that's right, you can glow or something like that.
Flying,
you?
Yeah.
you cool. Two, the wizard and the warlord both have light sources.
MCP Pants can see in the dark.
Is that real or are you just making that up?
He's a fly.
He can buzz in the dark.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants in the dark. He is the night.
Let's roll a d100.
He's blacker than night.
Roll a percentile die. He owns it. If you get 90 or above, that's a d20.
Seven.
Okay, so no. UCB Pants cannot see in the dark, at least for the night. He fucked up his low light vision. He doesn't know how. And what about you?
I am sad for him.
You're an elf?
No, I'm a human.
Yeah, you can't see.
I was just gonna like get one of those directional lamps and just tie it to my horse's head.
Make an animal. Like
am I healing check? I don't know. That's gonna be hard.
Nature
ranger.
Yeah, make a nature check. Just to make sure
you
the
did kind
cool
of botch the tracking check that rangers should do.
18.
Yeah, exactly.
He does it. He's pretty cool with it.
Lovely.
Because you're pretty good with him, and he's known you for a while. AKA most of his horsely life. So do you guys just continue on there?
Because you give him such sweet lovin's.
Because I'm
yes.
A farmer.
Okay. That's cool.
What time frame are we talking?
It's probably like 9 or 10 p.m. at this point.
We put it so...
Gone for 2 more hours or something. How far can we see anything in the distance yet?
The tracks are so big that you guys can still see them by the light that you're illuminating. You can see them 10 feet in front of you at the farthest. As far as off in the distance, there's really no light.
No,
I mean,
lights of civilization or fire.
No, definitely no lights of civilization. I'll roll a percentile die to see what phase the moon is in and how much moonlight you have to see by. The moon's out. It's almost full. It's getting there, so...
So
there's
plenty of
light. Yeah, there's plenty of light. And you can see off in the distance that there's just more distance.
Okay.
How about that?
I say I ride on for 2 hours and set up camp. If we don't see anything in 2 hours.
So that's a plan that I'll go with.
Yeah, sounds like a good plan.
And the 2 hours pass uneventfully. You still make headway.
Way to play a leader class.
Well, because the other option was I get drunk and I go to it. Not that that's not viable. It is. I've done that once or twice myself, but...
Go to it as in go to it, or go to it as in go in that direction?
You got it.
Yes.
So, midnight falls.
You have tissues out here?
Yeah. Go downstairs, get some toilet paper.
Yeah.
Midnight falls, you guys set up camp. You guys can decide watch and all that sort of stuff.
I don't take a shift. I get drunk and pass out.
You are the fighter. They'd be hard-pressed to find another one of you right now.
Do they have Sharpies back then in this world?
No, but they have what's known as sticks that were in the campfire that are ashy that you can write on his face with. Just remember he's a half-orc. He might consider it art.
And flattering.
Flattering, yeah. That you know, crap stash you drew on him, he loves it.
It just means you were thinking of me while I was sleeping. Kind of creepy, but still feels good.
Flattering, even. Okay, so the night passes. We know that you three take watch at some point because he's not. That's life. You all wake up, or come out of your trance, or come out of your whatever the fucking thing you two do. I don't really know a whole lot about your races other than... then shrugging your shoulders. All right. I don't know either. Oh, fuck, I don't know. That's a third.
I lay down with my eyes wide open and hum Dust in the Wind. All night.
I mean, it's not creepy as fuck, but it's close. Nice. Okay. Anyway, so here we are.
It's not one of the jokes that have been saved for
like a decade. Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Just let it age.
No.
Okay, so you guys wake up, you eat some rations, maybe Shade even goes out and catches you something.
Did we bring rations? We sort of left in a hurry.
I got a backpack of stuff.
The warlord's got stuff.
Those rations.
You are the worst ranger ever.
Make an assisted roll. You don't get to re-roll that.
I'm not re-rolling it. I'm just trying to get not a 2 or 3 or 4 or 1.
Or 5 or 12.
No, 12 would be acceptable. 12 would be like 25.
How about this? Take 2 hours. Take 10. You can catch up with us later because you're a ranger.
Actually, he can't because he's going to lose the tracks.
If you just point him at, well, yeah, that's a... I was just saying, point him in a direction and he'll go to you. But
tie a rope to me. I'll catch him.
Oh, yeah. You're like one of those little kids at the mall.
We'll pay out...
Those leashes.
A leash.
What we'll do is we'll pay out a trail of crumbs and you just...
Ooh, what's this sort of...
Okay, anyway, you find some stuff. It was the slower and the older of the animals. So it's
a little tough and gamey.
Yeah, it's gamey. But you know what? You still killed it. Who gives a fuck how you did it, right? If they ask why the squirrel's fur is gray, you don't give a fuck. It was old. Who cares? Eat it.
I don't care why it's gray, but I don't... Why is it going bald?
Squirrel pattern baldness. It's a mother bitch.
What are those swords?
Here they get it from the mom's side of the family.
Yeah. It's passed down through the mother's side. Because she was a hua.
That's not even the worst part. The worst part is the epic battle with the squirrel that ensued.
That was your random encounter.
Why are you bleeding?
Okay.
He's got a black eye. His armor's all ripped and shit.
Covered in berries and nuts. Squirrel nest.
He's got an acorn like embedded in his helmet.
Alright, so you guys continue on. Everybody, you travel for about another 4 or 5 hours. Everybody make perception checks now.
Ooh, 21. 21.
25.
Anybody beat 25?
Look who joined the party.
I know, right?
Look who joined the party, big guy. Okay, so, Jizz, I'm sorry, Shade, you see off in the distance, like, an indentation in the ground that looks very unnatural.
Like a footprint.
It's way off in the distance, but it is directly ahead of you.
I point it out to everybody else.
With his prodding, as you get closer, you can all make out what he's talking about. Grud's maybe not you so much. You're seeing two of them.
Which means I'm seeing more than everybody else.
That's true.
I'm more observant.
Just double your perception roll every time you tell me.
All right.
And then divide by 12. But yes, yeah, stick. Oh, wait. That's not fun. Okay. As you get closer, you notice that this indentation is, in fact, a big fucking hole in the ground. It's probably 20 feet in diameter.
How deep is it?
Well, that's what, it appears to be a large, said. Like... earthen stairwell leading down. Hmm. And it is sunlight and it is almost noon, so the light's pretty much above you. You know, giving for the fact that you're on the equator and all that shit. But still, you could see really fucking far down into it. It's probably like...
And it's late winter.
Yeah, it is also winter too. Like 40 or 50 feet down.
Do the tracks come out of it?
They do appear to, yes.
I said he was doing this giant fucking hole in the ground.
Sweet. Let's go,
There's actually a sign that says giant fucking hole in the ground.
Good.
Is there a sign that says rebel base?
No.
Because I would suggest that we go get our Death Star.
I don't know if you know anything about Star Wars, but getting the Death Star to take up the rebel base doesn't work out for you. You,
what
in
about
fact,
that
blow the
oh,
fuck
yeah.
up. So let's not get yeah. Death Star. Yeah. We actually want to get the Imperial Walkers and take it out. Go for that, the shield generator.
Gotcha.
And then bombard it.
Gotcha.
Where the fuck have you been?
I hadn't thought of it that way.
He's been, you know...
The thing I never got, why'd they put the shield generator on the outside of the shield?
Because
it's
inside
be.
The shield.
Cause
it's a planetary shield that protects from bombardment, but you can still land. It blocks energy.
It's an ion shield. In fact.
The energy is matter.
It protects ions.
Nope.
Not in the Star Wars world, because a parsec. The fuck is a parsec?
It's
either
time
or not distance.
Yeah.
Time
in this case.
Yeah, because it's got the word second in it. Okay, so. Here we are, discussing Star Wars at a D&D table. You nerds.
We're mixing genres.
Oh, God.
I just felt like that correction had to be made.
I saw that.
Advice, so we understand.
Grudz has spoken. Got a plus 40 to his Star Wars checks. What's up? Yeah, ladies. You know what? He's single. He brings a lot.
Hard to believe. I know.
Okay.
And
so,
you too can have him if you just want to dress up in one of those
lady outfits. Yeah.
Okay, so
more of a Padme guy.
It's close enough. Close enough.
I mean, you can't fault him.
Yeah. Okay, so the big hole in the ground still stares at you.